Ryan Gallegos, the head softball coach of the Carroll girls, joining us here today as we take a look back at the 2020 season. Tigers go 7-11 on the season. And, Coach, I said it all season long. People look at the record sometimes of teams and don't pay a lot of attention to everything else. That conference that you guys are in is just so strong that you can be a really good team and be sitting at around 500.
Yeah, we play a very, very tough conference. I think, the way that the regions were played out this year, some of them got paired together on their end. Two of them, Winterset and Carlisle, they made it to state. But Boone and Ballard had to play each other at the beginning. Bondurant was having an incredible year. They got COVID, so they couldn't finish their season. They should be up there playing this week. Just that our conference is legit. It's a tough place to play.
Coach, you mentioned COVID. You guys didn't have that this year, but how did that impact your team and your season?
You know, it was strange. I've listened to the other coaches in the area talk to you, and I think everyone's kind of saying the same thing, that we didn't get the time to prepare, and it seemed like everything was just thrown together. Not necessarily last minute, but it felt like that. That we're trying to jam everything in 2 weeks of practice. We had to try to get conditioning in that. Nobody had done anything for a few months, and so just trying to get back into a routine of that took a few days, and maybe even into the first week. We didn't get to have any scrimmages beforehand, and then we just went, it was like, boom, 5 weeks of four or five games a week, and it was just nonstop. And it just made everything, as coaches for the Tigers, I mean, we talked a lot about everything just seemed rushed. Everything just seemed like it was just boom. And I think that it just took a toll on everybody. Not being able to not practice, but some of the team bonding things that we normally would have done, some of the trips that we would have taken together, we weren't able to do that. We didn't ride together the whole team on buses to and from events. And there's a lot of bonding that goes on there. There's a lot of camaraderie that happens on the bus and, just showing up at a game and playing. And I know some people say there's good points to that, but I think for us, it just, we never really, it just seemed like it was just play. Like, we're playing just to play, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. And the other thing, Coach, that I thought, it didn't allow you guys to get that pitching ready with Alyssa Brandt, supposed to be your pitcher this year. She's injured and out all season. All of a sudden, you had to throw Sydney Hawkinson back into the circle when she was supposed to be your number one shortstop, and that just kind of threw the whole team. And then you lost Shea Sinard before the season started. So the COVID stuff maybe didn't have as much impact as maybe the injuries did, or the kind of the combination of both?
Yeah, really a combination of both. You know, we knew in probably February, well, for sure in February, about Alyssa. So we knew we weren't going to have Alyssa. And that was a big blow, because we've been, planning on Alyssa, this being Alyssa's year, and really going out. I mean, Alyssa's an incredible pitcher. Everybody needs to watch out for next year, because she is, she's got all the pitches. I mean, she works hard. She's worked hard right now getting herself back into a place. I mean, she was pitching at practice, and the last few practices that we had, she was coming in and actually doing BP for us. Alyssa's incredible, and she's going to be great for us next year. But we knew in February that we weren't going to have her, and so some of the other girls stepped up, and when we were having open gyms, they were in there too. We were getting ready for 3 days a week, and they were working hard. They were really stepping in, and then we couldn't meet anymore. And so all the work that they had done went away for 2.5 months. And so then we find out, oh, we can play, but now step back in and try to get back into it. And, Sydney's incredible. She's a great shortstop. She's going to go play there at Marshalltown.
Yep.
And she's always been able to pitch well. She's always had that great fastball. But you know, it wasn't what Sydney wanted to do. You know, she really stepped up for us to do that. And then Cam coming in and having games that Cam was able to have, well, was really helpful. Ava pitching a little bit. So, you know, Alyssa with Cam and Ava has, you know, a really good supporting cast coming next year, and a couple of the younger girls as well. So I'm pretty confident, really looking forward to next year with, like, the pitching that we have, because Cam and Ava both were able to gain some confidence in what they do. Vanessa as well, and Gabby, and some of the younger girls too.
Yeah, you mentioned Cam. She came in, Cameron Chabel came in against a good Sergeant Bluff Luton team in a tough situation and kind of settled things down for you, that she doesn't seem to get rattled out in the circle.
No, she doesn't, which is amazing. I think she's more nervous in right field than she is pitching. You know, she's really level-headed, and she's just able to come in and just do what we need her to do.
Coach, we talked a little bit about the strength of the conference schedule. You guys play a tough non-conference schedule, but it showed kind of how good of a team you actually had outside of the Raccoon River Conference. You guys had some good success outside of the conference.
Yeah, we did. You know, I think that's, you know, preparing. Had we been able to get some of those non-conference games in before we went into the conference games, I think that would have helped us a lot. You know, I mean, we went in heck right away, and the very first night we had to play Winterset, and they were already in mid-season form on the first night somehow, and that kind of shocked us. And then we played Ballard really well the next night, you know, we got beat essentially with a walk-off grand slam with them. We played them well, and then, you know, the pretty much the second time we came through with everybody, we, even in our conference, held our own. And some of that was, you know, just going in and having some success on our non-conference schedule and being able to play well there, gave the girls, you know, what they needed to know, like, hey, we are a good softball team, and we can't let, you know, a couple bad innings here against Winterset or even Bondurant kind of mess up who we are. We never did catch up with who we needed to be with Bondurant this year, but the other teams, when we played in the second time, we did really well.
Coach, where did you feel like this team grew? And after you made some kind of changes to the lineup, you moved Josie over to shortstop, Vanessa to third, where did you see the team kind of change and grow from there?
You know, just throughout the whole time, just girls getting confidence in their positions, just knowing, hey, we've got to move around. We've got to do a couple things. You know, having Hannah Jorgensen back at center field was big, but it, you know, Hannah hadn't played in a year, so it took Hannah some games to kind of get comfortable back out there, and I felt like she was phenomenal in the second half of the season, being out there playing really big. And Brielle, same thing, had to move from right field to left field, and I mean, that's a whole different game over there, and she got really good in that. And so just really the girls just getting comfortable with where they needed to be. Vanessa just is great on the corner, and so it just felt like, you know, moving her over there was gonna help us, and it did. We kind of turned things around at that point, kind of making that switch, having her shut down the corner, and Josie had a little bit more freedom to move through the middle.
Defensively, did you feel like that made the team better? And where did you feel like at the end of the year you guys were playing defensively? How well?
I thought we were playing really well defensively. I think, you know, everybody would love to have their last game back, and I know the girls would love to have that Sergeant Bluff game back. You know, it was a couple defensive errors, just really small errors that added up to like six runs. And that was the difference in that game. And those were a couple of errors that we had made early in the season, but we weren't making from the middle point on. So they just kind of, you know, just one of those things, I don't know if it was nerves or what, just kind of caught us right there. Cause we were playing Sergeant Bluff really well. And I think the girls again would love to have that back and be in that situation. I know the coaches would be. I'd love to be back there and just kind of make a couple little tweaks to get that game, because defensively I think we played great.
Coach, offensively, it seemed to me like you guys hit the ball well this year, just at times couldn't string all those hits together.
Yeah, that's the story of the Carroll Tigers. You know, we have a lot of big hitters, and then, you know, putting them together. Some of that's coaching, some of that's us chickening out of changing the lineup a couple times. I'm going to blame it on Jeff Blankman for needing to have the lineup at 10:30 in the morning, so I couldn't make the change later in the afternoon. You know, maybe moving girls around to where we could have strung those hits together a little bit differently, got in position to play a little bit more small ball. You know, it was just always kind of difficult for us to kind of think through those first four and moving that around and doing that. And we talked about it a bunch. We just never were able to pull the trigger to do that. But when we would think that, then everybody started hitting really well, striking the ball well. We just weren't always able to put the ball in play. I think this might have been even, no, it's a short season. I think percentage-wise, our strikeouts were way down. So we were hitting the ball. We just weren't putting it where it needed to be.
I was talking with Jason Phillips, the ESAC baseball coach, earlier today. He kind of said the same thing. I said to him, you know, baseball, softball, very similar in the fact that sometimes you can really put the ball in play and it goes right to somebody. But generally in a full-length season, eventually those balls start to find the gaps. Do you think this season, just with as short as it was and compact as it was, that you guys just never got to the point of the season where things kind of started to find the gaps?
Absolutely. You know, that's a great point, that throughout that time you're stringing together, you're getting more at bats, and the girls are able to feel that, hey, I'm not checking up my swing, and I'm getting all the way through the ball, and I'm getting the confidence and the feel of that really helps. Then, you know, positioning some footwork and doing some stuff where you can see some gaps and get them to where they need to be. So yeah, definitely with more at bats and more time and more stuff, I think that would have made a huge difference.
Coach, just a couple of seniors on this year's squad, Sydney Hawkinson and Ashley Onken. You mentioned Sid and the sacrifice she made this year for moving from shortstop over to pitcher, but two great kids. Ashley, I think, a five-year starter for Tiger softball, so true tremendous kids that you're going to be losing.
Yeah. Those girls are just they're just phenomenal. They're great. They're great athletes. They're great softball players. They're just great girls all around. They're great leaders. They've been there all the years I've been there. I've coached them in travel softball. I don't really know what softball is going to be like without them. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. They've definitely, both of them are going to leave a huge hole for us. But they've been a part of building an incredible foundation, and the girls that are behind them will be able to look at them and the work ethic and the stuff that they've put in over the years, and really know that it's something special, and that hard work really pays off. And you can see that in Sydney and Ashley. They bust their butts every time they come out, and they work hard and they give their all to the coaches, to their teammates, and to the school. They're special.
Coach, just one junior, Chloe Gallegos, a great season. Ashley Schable and I talked up at Sergeant Bluff Luton in that playoff game that it almost, like I said, Tony Gwynn, and I didn't say she was Tony Gwynn, but it was almost like Tony Gwynn, like where she could pick a spot and go, okay, there's the gap. That's where I'm going to place the ball.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about learning as the season goes, where to place the ball, and you know, with more at bats, that's probably what she's probably the best example of that, of being able to do that. She was doing that well the last week and a half of games. You know, she all season hit the ball well. I don't know, she hit lights out this year, like 600 or something.
Yep.
No strikeouts. I mean, she put the ball in play every time. She just had a – this is just a time where she saw the ball really well. And, yeah, that's the lone junior. Any seniors to be that are listening to right now, we'd love to get you back so she doesn't have to be the senior by herself next year. But, yeah, that's she kind of had a special year here too.
Coach, quite a few sophomores. You mentioned Hannah Jorgensen. I told her a couple of different times this year how nice it was to see her back on the softball field, and you could tell she got better as the year went on. Brielle Hinners, Josie Ayala, also Vanessa Ayala, just a part of that, those sophomore kids that were able to get quite a bit of time for you.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things that we talked about a lot. We don't think about as the season is going or as we're in games. But we're looking at the teams that we're playing, and they've got, you know, seven seniors and six juniors. And, I mean, we're still young. I mean, we look at these girls, the Aya girls and Brielle and Hannah and even Alyssa, because most of them played for us when we were coaching travel ball before we started this high school stuff. And so we feel like, well, we've been together for so long, but they're still just very young compared to other teams. And, man, they have just all like just stepped up so well, and they play bigger than what their positions are. I know, like, even Ava and Cam. Ava had, you know, some struggles in her own mind, and she would get down on herself. And I just looked at her after the season and said, but man, you're just a freshman, you know, and you have so much potential and you're so good. And there's so much in front of you. And I mean, this was just your freshman season, dude. We're going to be very good with you.
Another freshman that swung the bat pretty well for you coming in, got a few more hits maybe early in the season than late, but Michaela Coffrin, and then Kylie Reisberg also, I think, did some running for you as well.
Yep, Kylie got in. We told Kylie at the beginning of the year, you know, hey, this is the role that we need you in. We need you as backup catcher. You know, we pray nothing happens to Chloe. But if it does, we need you to go. But even more important than that, in between innings, you know, we need you warming up. That's a huge role for us, is to have that catcher. We didn't go to tournaments this year, but on years when we go to tournaments, that's always great big for us to have that extra catcher to get our pitchers going. And then, yeah, McKaylee, she played really well when we needed her to come in. Second half of the season, we thought we were going to try to do some different things with some small ball and some bunting and stuff like that, and then get her in. We stopped flex DPing. So if we had a spot to put her in, we could put her in. And then Cameron started hitting the ball really well. And just kind of, you know, we were able to put McKaylee where we needed her in the situations we needed her in. And that worked out really well for us.
Had some eighth graders that got some time, even if it was just running, that played some roles for you. Avery Burke, I thought, did a great job. She almost seemed fearless this year out there on the base paths. And then Brenna Goins, another one of those eighth graders. Chloe Jones, I know, also suited and stuff. So you were able to get some younger kids in as well.
Yeah, we were. You know, Avery was kind of one of those surprise kids for us from day one. She came in and just worked hard, never said anything, never questioned anything. She probably should have asked some questions in some different situations, but she just came in and man, if you ask that girl to run through a brick wall, man, she's just gonna do it. She just works. And, you know, when she was able to come in and run, I think she got, she was Chloe's main runner, and so she was able to come in and get quite a few looks on base there. And I think she was like third in our conference in stolen bases, and she did really well. And then, you know, Brenna and Chloe, I think we were able to get to Brenna in some situations. You know, she's really fast. She was kind of what we missed with Shay. We missed Shay's speed really bad this year on the bases, and so Brenna kind of would help us out there with that. And And then, you know, even Chloe, you know, having them, all those eighth graders there running the bases, getting in those situations in practice, really helped us defensively with some stuff that we wanted to do.
Coach, not to put any pressure because the Raccoon River Conference never seems to get any easier, but with just two seniors, next year seems like it could be that year that the Tigers kind of jump into that mix a little bit more.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, if we can stay healthy, everybody kind of stays fires up and build on this season here. Alyssa coming in and pitching, like I said earlier, you know, Alyssa has all the pitches. I don't think there's a pitch that she can't throw. And I know she'll continue to work in the off season and just get herself stronger. You know, I think that she could have probably thrown at the end of this season here, but she was a little bit nervous about fielding and messing up that knee. And so, you know, it's best to not do it. But that knee will get stronger and everything will be well for next year. And I think it's going to shock a lot of people that, you know, we've got her in there coming back and being able to move the ball around in ways that we can. I mean, she spins the ball really, really, really well. So that's going to be big, and most all of our infield will be back. You know, we'll obviously the two seniors were there, but you know, the core will be there, and our outfield will be strong. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about next year already. I think I heard Coach Young say he wishes that the season would start like tomorrow, and I'm kind of like that. Like, I mean, if we could just roll into it right now with the momentum that we have and just be ready to go and have our time to, you know, this could have been like our time to get ready. I think special things will happen for the Tigers.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's always fun getting a chance to chat with you and work with you. Next year, I'll look forward to getting back to bugging you down in the dugout right before the JV games for lineups instead of texting you at 8:30 in the mornings. Absolutely. But we appreciate it. I know here at the radio station, we kind of pester you guys, and you coach us quite a bit for stats and lineups and everything else and interviews in between. But we appreciate all the time you give us. We thank you very much, and looking forward to next season.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate all that you do, all the support that you give us, and everything that you guys do. And, you know, just want to say, like everybody else, just want to be incredibly thankful for the Carroll School District for letting us play and for the union and everything for making this happen. And didn't end the way that we wanted it to, but we got to play. So we're happy about that. Wouldn't trade that for the world.
Again, thanks again for everything. Head coach Ryan Gallegos again with the Carroll softball team.